Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 5th of July, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in probably less than 5 minutes today because there wasn't a lot of news. Sorry. Well, we'll be starting our news off today with some Apple news, and as you probably guess, he has rumors, but nothing to do with the iPhone. I know, I'm shocked too. You know that night shift that we've seen come to the iPhone and iPad? Yeah, the little feature. Be nice to have that thing on the Mac too, wouldn't it? Or maybe even the Apple Watch. Yeah, well, maybe the Apple Watch. Well, in any case, that might actually be coming true. Now, those of you not familiar with night shift or haven't been using it, makes it easier on your eyes, you know, to stop that glare of the bright screen at nighttime. Supposedly, it's supposed to help you get to sleep too, but... Who has time for that? But after looking through the trademark filing for the night shift, it appears it's not only just for the iPhone and iPad. It's also meant to be opened for other Apple devices too. That means, yes, you could be seeing it on the Mac pretty soon, as well as even the Apple Watch. Now, I know, there's already a program that changes kind of the color balance for Mac. It usually relies on the time and when the sun sets and all that, and it slowly just starts getting a little bit darker. Actually, been out way longer than night shift, so I'm thinking that's where Apple got the idea from. Anyways, I'm sure we'll find out in a few months if we'll have this stolen idea coming to the Mac too. Facebook seems to be all set to start out a new testing feature that's actually going to let you and I easily share updates with all of our friends and followers. That, yes, as you guessed, do not speak our language. Now, no, this won't be rolling out to everybody, just a few people right now. And since it's currently in beta, you might want to be careful about how you actually type out some stuff. Anyways, those able to be part of the beta test, you can use it by starting to enter a status update like normal, and then you click on the write post in another language option. So if you have that option, then yes, you're one of the beta testers. After that, you'll see a list of supported languages, and Facebook will automatically translate your message. Hopefully, the correct way. Then, once you hit send, Facebook automatically shows that person the correct version of the post based on your preferred language. Gotta say, nice idea there, Zuckerberg. Just hope it works better than the translate feature does for us right now. That isn't so great all the time, is it? Nah. Heading to the shores of jolly old England now. And this subject matter will actually have to do with drones and how the police want to possibly use these things to catch motorbike thieves. According to the Evening Standard, police are actually struggling to come to terms with the increase in motorbike raids. Actually, in the past 12 months, there's been about more than 3,000 phone thefts. And as you guessed it, yes, most were linked to drive-bys on a motorbike. But Deputy Commissioner Craig Mackey wants to introduce the drones of London in order to reduce the similar incidents happening over and over and over. Maggie said the force is now considering all of its options and available tactics, and one of those options is definitely the use of drones. Now, the UAVs will be able to track and monitor movements of potential suspects, then directing ground forces to wherever those perpetrators are hiding. And finally, yep, sorry guys and gals, it's a shorty. Taking our eyes up to the sky once again today, looking at the stars, all the millions and billions of stars. Something that scientists actually just love looking at. But for some reason, some scientists recently started going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They started counting and they, wait a minute, where'd number 6 go? Apparently, they've been comparing sky surveys to see if any light sources, that's usually stars, have disappeared between scans. And out of 300 sources they studied, they actually found one. It's gone. Where'd it go? Well, a handful of researchers at this university, which I cannot freaking pronounce, are thinking that if the data is accurate, which it appears to be, why would a star disappear? Well, these researchers are starting to lean towards the idea of an advanced alien civilization. How did I know this was going to go to aliens? No, there's no hard evidence actually to support this. It's just a theory. I'd love to get paid to just do theories all day long. How about you? I got a theory. Maybe the sucker just exploded. It does happen, right? Then again, they'd probably just refute that and say, well, then, aliens must have blown it up. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, get on over there, check out all the great BTN podcasts, get subscribed there, get subscribed on iTunes as well. You can find all of our shows over there too. But heck, if you are going over to the British Tech Network website, go to BritishTechNetwork.com/bash tickets. Remember, Bash coming up on July 23rd. Last year was an absolute freaking blast, and this year promises to offer even more. So if you haven't got your Bash tickets yet, there are a few left. so you might want to be doing it today. BritishTechNetwork.com/bash tickets. Get them ordered. Also, follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And check out our BTN community over at our Slack room at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be returning for your Hump Day Wednesday installment tomorrow. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. Hopefully, a hell of a lot more than there was today. Until then, let's think of new verses for Twinkle Twinkle Little Star now. Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I wonder how many aliens there are. And thank you, as always, for listening.